I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Go.
Hate to break it, you're not the same as anyone here, but we can take it. We're short or brown or round or we're queer. I got a feeling we are onto something here.
Live from King's Place in London, the Spotted Edge presents Global Pillage, a comedy panel show starring you, the hive mind of the audience.
Trouble might be coming your way. In it together, I think that's what I heard the man say. I've got a feeling we are gonna be okay.
Mark Hodge on keys. Hello, I'm Deborah Frances White, and this is Global Pillage, the comedy panel show in which we pillage the globe for the cray-cray way-ways that human beings do what they do what they do. To do this, we've invited those who can leave no stone unobserved, comedians. Please welcome, on my left, playing for big-ass bitches, in brackets, ethnic, Nish Kumar and Evelyn Mock. And on my right, playing for Matta Fresco, Francesco Di Carlo and Rose Matafeo. So, panellists, Nish Kumar, what makes you diverse?
I am an Asian man. And I'm from Croydon. Oh, fuck you! Croydon's brilliant. We got a Box Park and Stormzy. That is true. And yesterday I had lunch with my father, and just apropos of nothing, he went, "So what is Stormzy?"
What is Stormzy? I'm with your dad.
Stormzy's a rapper.
He's
an amazing. He's the vanguard of UK grime, and he's from Croydon.
I'm very much with Mr. Kumar Sr.
You know Stormzy, the audience, surely.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Can I have lunch with your dad, please? Since I think he and I would get on really well.
Is he storming it?
Yes, Mark! Another great victory for the big ass bitches, open brackets, ethnic, close brackets. The origin of that name was because I said to Evelyn, what should our team name be? And she just looked at me and went, big ass bitches. Straight off the top of her head.
Ethnic.
Evelyn Mock, how are you diverse?
I am Chinese on the outside. I am also from Sweden, so I'm white on the inside. So I am what my father calls a banana.
Which is really
basically why I'm here.
Really tactical. I've got before. Bananas here, but yeah. Honestly, yeah. That is a potassium level situation for me. That's not.
I did think when I came back and found those bananas on my table, that was a borderline hate crime.
So, Matta Fresco.
Yeah.
explain your name.
Well, it's a lovely, just like Bonoffi, a lovely portmanteau of both of our names.
Matta Feo and Francesco.
How long did it take everyone to figure out Bonoffi was a portmanteau? Are people just figuring that out right now?
You've just dropped an absolute dessert-based truth bomb on
I've
all of
only
these
just
people.
Worked out that the Beatles was a pun. Beatles, like beat, the beat of the drum. And I didn't really believe it.
Yeah, they're
it.
A beat group.
Beat group. Beating of the drum.
They're a beat group.
Oh, no.
B-E-A-T.
Yeah. You're blowing some minds right now.
They were originally called Long John and the Silver Beatles, and then they changed the name to just the Beatles, and they put the A in because they're a beat group.
We can all go home. We've learned too much. How are you diverse, Rose?
Me? I'm diverse. I'm a woman. I'm a woman.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm a woman. I'm a woman. And I have curly hair. And that to do with ethnic reasons. So
you have curly hair because of ethnic reasons.
Yeah. What are those ethnic reasons, Rose?
Being half Polynesian.
Half Polynesian, half Samoan.
They're the same ones as Moana's ethnic reason.
Exactly, yeah. But the Moana was actually really interesting because it's very vague as to what type of Polynesian she is. So every girl can claim that she is like Moana. You know, I felt quite Samoan after I saw Moana.
Lovely. And I hope you now make Lin-Manuel Miranda your best friend.
I would love to.
Francesco De Carlo, how are you diverse?
Yes, I come from Rome, Italy.
Guys,
I know. I felt it too, Rose. You were not the only one.
No, guys. No, I think I am very diverse from the other Italians because I don't have a car. I'm not good in cooking. I'm not good in fashion clothes. And
you're losing points all the time.
Mate.
Stop talking. You had us with I'm from Rome, and now you're basically saying, but if we're going on a date, I can cook you nothing, I can't pick you up, and I'm going to look like shit. This is not, why are you...
To be fair, that sounds like a female comedian's dream guy.
Yeah. And that's... And like any other Italian, English is a second language, so please speak very, very slowly.
This record will be twice its usual length.
And you know what about Moana? You're talking about Disney character.
Yeah.
In Italy, they have to change the name of the character because Moana in Italy was a very, very famous porn star. Talking about it because, especially in the parliament, because this is Italian politics.
Yes. No more Italian sentence.
Yeah.
Everyone's talking about this porn star, especially in parliament.
No. I'm not joking, but this was a real problem because it was so popular, these porn stars, in the 80s. She was the first porn star in a parliament.
Why? Why?
I didn't know the story.
I have so many questions.
How many have there been?
Yeah.
There were two porn stars. One is Moana. The other one was Cicciolina.
Oh, no. That's the new Finding Nemo.
They were very popular in the 80s. One of them went into the parliament, and the other one was the one with the name of a Disney character. This is the story. And they had to change the name.
What did they change it to?
Oceania.
Oceania.
Moana means sea.
That means sperm in Swedish.
I don't know if they...
What?
No.
That's so cool to know that, you know... I mean, that's an inspiring story. Two porn stars in Parliament.
No, one. Just one.
Oh, just one.
I wasn't confused about it.
Still
but.
Amazing, though.
Well, let's be honest. Silvio Berlusconi has definitely made his own homemade porn film. There's no way that does not exist.
I'm Deborah Frances White, and I'm diverse because I have dual citizenship. I am both Australian and British. But Anish, I notice you are diverse because I think you're the only person on this panel born in Britain.
Am I really? Mm. Yeah. Get out. The rest of you, leave room for great British people like me and Nigel Farage. Two peas in a pod. This is not what we voted Leave for, to have a bunch of foreigners saying things into microphones. Leave room for me and St. George and the Queen.
Making sure that we're not having too much fun when we should be learning, welcome in Pedant's Corner our delightful doctrinaire, Ned Sedgwick. And on Ebony's and Ivory's, the notable Mark Hodge. Ned Sedgwick, what makes you diverse?
Yep. I drink Lambrini recreationally. I always share their posts wanting them to give me stuff, but they never do. But I just enjoy the smooth taste by Lambrini. And I went on a 9-day holiday on my own to the Ukraine in February. Maybe that's just weird, very diverse.
No, that's the same thing.
It wasn't sex tourist. Okay, carry on.
Mark,
No one was thinking that.
No one was thinking that.
No one was like, trip to Ukraine. Well, I think we all know what that means.
I've never seen someone unravel so fast.
Usually when I say it, I expect people to break into spontaneous applause, and because they didn't, I was like, oh, I know what they're thinking.
Oh, you panicked. Yeah.
Wait, usually when you tell people you're a sex tourist, they burst into spontaneous applause. My name's Ned and I'm a sex tourist. Oh, there you go. Good work, Ned.
Mark Hodge, what makes you diverse? What makes you diverse?
I am ethnically Irish. But culturally, not at all. I've only been there a couple of times.
So you're green on the outside and white on the inside. You're a lime.
I've got so little... But no one listening to the podcast can really be sure, can they? But I've got so little cultural sight of Ireland. I'm playing a St Patrick's Day gig down in Brighton next Friday, and I've had to put on Facebook asking for what the popular Irish songs are.
Wow, both of your parents are Irish.
I actually tagged my dad in the post and he hasn't got back to me. I can only assume in disgust.
He'd prefer that you call him.
He's probably too busy with Nisha's dad listening to...
Stormzy,
yep.
Yeah. Stormzy does an absolutely dynamite cover of The Old Triangle.
On every episode of Global Pillage, our hive mind creates a special piece of music unique for this show. Please stand up if your surname starts with A, B, B flat, C, D, E, F, or G. And when Mark points at you, could you shout your name out, okay?
You, sir, in the front row.
Dodds.
D. There we go. That degree wasn't wasted. And,
Bale. Dodds Bale. Dodds Bale.
Dodds. And you, Adam?
Burnett.
It's going to be another minor one.
Dodds Bale Burnett.
This one. Junks.
Coy.
Dodds Bale. What do you like?
Faulkner.
That'll do. And you, sir, at the back?
Forrestal.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's a little baroque, isn't it?
So I heard Goristle, is that right? I heard Goristle, right. There we go, on the floor. What's the scores, please, Ned?
Nothing yet.
The first round is the miracle of life. All the teams get a chance to answer, but you get more points if you buzz in first with the correct answer. The Hive Mind gets a chance to answer after both teams of comedians have answered. Fingers on buzzers. In Turkey, why should you not measure a child? Big ass bitches, ethnic.
Wow, out of context, that does not...
It's what you've called yourself. I will get the complaints on Twitter. No one will ever come after you. You're safe.
Come after me, at Evelyn Mock.
That's a new hashtag. In Turkey, why should you not measure a child?
Because they're going to grow anyway, so what's the fucking point? Never understood that. Oh, my child's this tall, so? Who gives a shit about you and your shitty fucking child?
You seem so nice. And you're really not, are you? You seem so charming. And then, with a charming voice and face, you say terrible, terrible things.
I just thought it was so funny.
Evelyn, do you concur with your teammate?
I support him in everything.
Okay. Matt Afresco.
Okay, so maybe, you know, when you see kids at, like, Alton Towers trying to get on, like, roller coasters, and they're just, like, a tiny bit under the height limit... Don't measure them so they're none the wiser. I don't know.
Have you had a nervous breakdown?
Or probably in... Yeah.
taking things seriously for a minute, Rose. Yeah.
Probably. In Turkey, the unit of measurement is a child. You have feet. Here you have feet. Probably they measure everything in child.
Oh my God!
How is it tall, this child?
One child.
It's one child.
So are you saying on Turkish Google Maps it says, in three children, turn left?
I feel so.
Yes.
I've never been there, but...
That's an amazing answer.
Okay.
Our official answer.
Hive mind, in Turkey, why do they believe you should not measure a child?
They'll stop growing.
They'll stop
that
growing.
That sounds very threatening.
They'll die.
And you measure them for their coffin, so you don't want to
measure them. Oh, you have to measure them for their coffin.
Dang. Oh,
okay. So,
all right. No, be proud. Stand proud with that answer.
All right.
The audience
right.
has got really dark.
All right, so they will stop growing, Buzz Now. They will die, Buzz Now. You've gone for stop growing, and that is the right answer. It's because you think they're going to grow up short.
Oh, wow.
So if you keep measuring them, it's a bit like a watched pot never boils, a measured child never grows. Ned, do you know any more about that?
No, I think you said it all. It's tempting fate, but I don't think it's like a watched clock never boils. That doesn't
A watch
sense.
Clock never boils. No, a watch clock will
it's
never
like a
boil.
Thing. I've always thought it was a watch clock never boils.
No, it's pot.
I've always thought it's fucking mental.
Ned, you're total meant to be piece of shit.
No, it's pot. You say that in every show, and it makes
he
me
says
die.
It in, he says it endearingly.
I know yeah. he does.
A watched clock never boils.
A watch like clock that. Never boils. That's not the expression. You're meant to be the cleverest person here, Ned. You've undermined yourself.
To be fair, a watch clock doesn't boil.
No.
Because it's a clock.
Exactly.
To be absolutely fair to Ned.
Yeah. You're a piece of shit.
I hate this running joke.
I don't think many teams are going to get many points.
No,
I believe in you, Ned. I believe in you.
Thanks, Evelyn.
You're just doing your best.
Thanks.
The crowd has really turned
who
on
was,
Ned.
Who was that who said Ned was lovely?
It was not someone I know.
It was his mum.
It's not his mum.
Ned's mum has just said that Ned... Oh, Ned.
It wasn't his mum. I know his mum.
You know my parents very well.
In Romania...
Okay, yeah.
In Romania, what do some people believe will happen if you top up a glass of water before it's finished?
You'll get less drunk.
You'll get less drunk.
Yes.
It's water.
Because I presume... But I presume it's accompanying the alcohol you're drinking.
Ah.
The old classic Romanian cocktail. A gin and water.
Is it like something about like adding like new water to old water that's like the old water has got like some of your mouth water.
Okay. And what has that got to do with the miracle of life, though, which is this theme is about? This is
and then the water is then poured onto a small child. And you don't want to do... Okay, so... Oh, no, I forgot the point of this round. That's what's happened.
Probably it's related with Dracula. Because in Romania, there is a...
Yeah.
Dracula. So yeah. Probably if you spill the water... If
you top up the water before you finish...
Dracula
will come and eat your baby.
Arrive in a form of...
A baby
finished.
Okay. Dracula will arrive in the form of a waiter.
Okay.
And then he'll take you by the scruff of your neck and say, I will take your firstborn child.
Yeah. So
if you don't
the answer
this.
Is for superstition.
Yes.
Well, yes, it is evidently superstition. That is not an answer.
The answer is...
But
the answer is for reasons.
Oh, is it a custom?
Is it for, is it sort of like a drink for your fallen homies and you want to...
Stop, Namra. Hive mind. In Romania, what do some people believe will happen if you top up a glass of water before it's finished? Please remember this is about the miracle of life.
You'll get knocked up.
You'll get knocked up.
Whoa, what are they topping that water up with? And also, I'm pretty sure that's not how it works. And well, I've just said that. I just poured some sperm in a cup of water and now I'm pregnant.
Oh, I didn't realise this was the Global Prudish Podcast.
Okay, so we've got knocked up. Anything else?
Drowned an angel.
You will drown an angel.
Fuck.
You're going to drown an angel. Anytime you ring a bell, an angel gets its wings, but if you top up your water, an angel will drown.
I apologise, sir. I thought you said Dragon Angel. And I was like, that sounds like the name of a prog rock band.
Okay, so if it's you'll get knocked up, Buzz Now. If you'll drown an angel, Buzz Now. I think you've gone for drown an angel, but in fact it means that your children will stutter.
Oh, that's
What?
So, Ned, if you drink the water...
Yeah, your children will stutter, because it's... Yeah, the custom is, oh, don't top my water up, my child will get a stutter.
Oh, wow.
Pretty self-explanatory, I think.
No, but you might have known the origins of it or something.
Oh, no, no. So, I do actually know. I'm not making it up as I go along, that is for sure. It's because it represents if you're kind of stopping and starting something.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah,
guys.
It does, doesn't it?
It's exactly what I said.
That is not what you said.
The old water and the new water and the mouth water. Come on, no, that does make sense in a way.
It's superstition, by the way.
Yeah.
We call it superstition in Italy.
But you got me there.
In Serbia, what should you say about a really cute baby?
He's got his father's eyes and his mother's ass.
Why in Serbia? Exactly in Serbia.
His mother's ass.
Weirdly, that is true. Yeah, that's
no. He's got his father's eyes and his mother's ass.
It will be something like, you know, in Serbia, they might, like, neg the baby, right?
So, neg the baby.
Yeah, like,
right?
You know, to say it's good looking. Like, do you have any? I don't have any in New Zealand that you would say. Would you?
Probably it looks like a cute animal.
Cute animal, yeah.
We have to choose an animal, I think.
Oh, yeah, okay, so it looks like a Serbia.
There are... What,
wolves.
Frog. Frog.
Ah, the old Serbian wolves. Of lore.
Wolves.
Frog or wolves?
Frog. Oh.
Which way are you going?
He's got the ass of a frog and the face of a wolf. No, I genuinely don't know.
Hive mind. What should you say if you see a really cute baby in Serbia? It looks like a flower. Okay, anything else?
You say it's ugly.
You say it's ugly? Yeah.
Not to jinx it.
Right, not to jinx it, you say it's ugly.
Something about intelligence, like I'm sure it would be smart as well.
I'm sure it'll be clever as well.
What
okay.
A dumb baby.
Well, I hope she agrees.
What a dumb fucking baby. Look at this dumb fucking baby.
You're so dumb, baby.
If you think it's like a flower, buzz now. If you think it's that the baby's... You say, oh, the baby's also very clever, buzz now. And if you think it's that the baby is ugly, buzz now. That is correct. It's that the baby's ugly. And Rose sort of had it with negging.
I thought you absolutely shanked an open goal there, Matt.
You really did, because you said negging, and I was thinking, oh, she's got it. Because
I believe what she actually said was negging in her accent.
Negging, if you don't know, is to... it's like a pickup technique where you...
Yeah, I don't know who's trying to pick up the baby.
But it's like when a man in a bar taunts or insults a woman to get her attention.
That's what Nish has been doing to me the entire time.
Yeah. Nish has been negging you.
I've been negging Ned, you piece of shit.
Usually it's a dude insulting a girl to lower her self-esteem enough so then you can go in for the kill. And
yeah, it's sort of classic stuff like this. You're bloody terrible. Kiss me. I have not mastered the technique.
And it's the end of the round.
What's the score, please, Ned?
Matt and Fresco have no points.
Oh, half a point, come on.
Big ass... bitches.
Say the full name, Ned.
Big ass bitches, brackets, ethnic.
Thank you. Thank you very
also
much,
Also have
Ned.
No points.
Mm-hmm.
And
thank
I
you.
Might have 20 points.
Nerds!
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The next round is everyone's favourite round.
Idioms!
What is the meaning of this foreign phrase which we have literally translated into English? Fingers on buzzers. In Norway, they say, just do the Spanish thing. What do they mean? Big ass bitches, in brackets, ethnic.
Is that, I feel like it's like on University Challenge, Kumar bitches. is it to just chill out? The Spanish would have a siesta, so is it like to have a sort of nap or maybe take a more relaxed approach? Just
like
be a
procrastinate.
Matafresco?
We think it's got something to do with sex. Francesco pointed out the Spanish...
Norwegian people are very shy.
So then,
let's do it in a Spanish way. It's like...
Just the lights on.
Yes.
So someone in the audience has helped Matafresco out there by saying
you.
It means...
Banging with the lights on.
Leave the lights on.
Banging with the lights on.
How great did you...
Banging with the lights on.
The Spanish way. Spanish way.
And it's also very, very dark in Norway, so it's...
Okay. Yes. Hive mind. Now, we do have a Norwegian person in the hive mind here. So, do you know what this means?
My mum says it all the time, but I'm not 100% sure what it actually means.
Oh! Your mum says it, but you don't know what it means?
You've got to be hoping it's not Matt Fresco's answer.
Random things. You just do random things hoping that it is the right one.
Yeah.
So what does your mum... Yeah. When your mum tells you to do it the Spanish way, what do you do? You
bang it with the lights on.
Spanish way, Spanish way.
It's got the echo. Gotta have the echo. Gotta have the echo there.
It's like, do it a bit like unconventionally. Do it like a bit of a weird way.
Do it unconventionally or a weird way. Anyone got anything else? Or are you going to back the Norwegian? Buzz now if you want to back the Norwegian. Yes, it's fix a problem in a practical way, even if it's not the correct or even legal way.
Sometimes it's against the law to bang with the lights on.
I thought that this was the Italian way, but... It's against my people, but I...
Which bit? The doing it the pragmatic but illegal way or the banging with the lights on?
Yeah,
No. All together.
Nice.
In Germany, they say, he is behind Swedish curtains, or she is behind Swedish curtains.
Banging with the lights on.
Banging with the lights on.
What does that mean?
The Swedish way. That.
Banging with the light zone.
Behind Swedish. Behind.
IKEA.
Behind. Okay, so it's Swedish curtains would be made out of wood. So it's behind closed doors. Something secretive, right?
I think that this way of say is older than IKEA. I think. I suppose.
Most idioms are older than IKEA, it's true. And very few of them you have to assemble yourself.
So what are the Swedes famous for?
Well, we've got one here. Mocha.
Oh, yes. Do you know this expression that the Germans say someone's behind Swedish curtains?
What are your curtains like? Are they wooden?
They're usually woven. So...
Are Swedish people known as quite like... Does it mean to like...
Okay, I gotta confess something. I'm not really Swedish.
Yeah. Is it to be... Don't we think of Swedish people as being like really sort of open and, you know, like... So is it to be really transparent, like to be really open and honest?
Transparent, open and honest. We're throwing to the hive mind. If you are behind Swedish curtains in Germany, what does that mean?
You're a human,
Going Commando.
Going Commando. And then banging with the lights on.
Going Commando.
Going Commando or Stupid from the Norwegian.
Or Stupid. The Norwegian has negged you with Stupid. You're just Stupid. You're behind Swedish curtains. Blah. Stupid. Okay. Anything else?
Giving us oil.
Secretive. In jail. In jail. In jail.
Not shaved.
Not shaved.
Not shaved.
Okay. If you think it's going commando, buzz now. If you think it's stupid, buzz now. If you think it's secretive, buzz now. If you think it's not shaved, buzz now. Or if you think it's in jail, buzz now. It is, it's in jail!
I just want to point out that British guy had to lean over to me just to say, what is commando? And I had to lean into his ear and whisper, not wearing any underwear.
I learned a new word. Thank you very much, everybody.
Yeah. This is and he learned something about me as well.
why you call it commando? There is a relation with the movie.
Something to do with the army. I don't know. Why is it called going commando?
Balls out. Because commandos
are like spies who operate behind enemy lines. So on the face of it, you're one thing, but actually, secretly...
Oh, is that true?
What?
Oh. And Ned, this is like... I still think Ned knew everything. Increasingly, I think he can justify anything at short notice.
Ned's just a master riffer.
Yeah, he really is. So, Ned, do you know why they say behind Swedish curtains?
It's because the Swedes seen as sticklers for the law in Germany. Simple as.
Have you been thrown in jail for nearly nothing ever?
Oh, I just got out. This is lovely.
In France, they might say, oh, that person, they left English style. What do they mean?
Ooh,
someone left English
shit
style.
On the floor. Does that, it's got to be Brexit. Drunk. It's got, Brexit. It's got to be Brexit.
Brexit.
They left for reasons that were only going to result in sabotaging themselves.
They left by jumping in front of
Did they leave,
train.
Is it, he was a fucking hammered.
Yeah.
Like, how was he yesterday? Oh, he left full English style. I'm talking about he was a drunk.
Because in Swedish, we say the Scottish kiss is when you get punched in the face.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I think that's correct, yeah.
Yeah.
Is it because they drove off in a lorry?
Stop practicing your English accent.
Oh, this is my impression of Nisha around the house. Cool. I'm British and now I say things like trousers instead of pants because I get confused when Rose says, I've got my pants on the washing line, and he gets real awkward about it.
Yeah, of course they're on the washing line. She's always going commando. That's what we know.
No need for him, no need.
Rose and I live together, just to clear that up.
That's
why she's decided to do that hilarious impression of me. I don't think it's very funny to make fun of someone's accent, Rose.
Terrible. So
you've left English style. What have you done?
Is it in a polite way or saying?
Probably you go out on time.
On time.
On time.
And you'd have to say goodbye to everyone.
Like the opposite of an Irish goodbye.
Yes, exactly. Opposite of an Irish goodbye. Yeah. Irish exit. Yeah. So, yeah. Or is it that you come to the party uninvited and introduce stoats, weasels, and cats to the native environment and chlamydia and. And then leave with a really fragile infrastructure in that country. I mean, party. Is that?
This is our last answer.
This is your final answer? Okay, hive mind. In France, if someone said you left English style, what would they be saying about you?
Without a beret.
Okay.
You didn't pay the bill.
Going
commando.
Hey, Bill.
Commando.
What was that?
You queued your way out.
Is it leaving on your own?
Leaving.
The French, okay.
Well, French, Mark Hodges is joining.
I am. I'm joining with the audience. This one. Why not? I mean, they don't need that much help. But I've read in French newspapers a couple of references. They think that English men aren't very good at pulling.
Oh
well, that is absolutely. I don't know whether you heard my world class negging a moment ago.
Okay. All right. Anything else I've mind?
Quickly,
all right. So if you left without a beret, buzz now. If it means you didn't pay your bill, buzz now. Going commando, buzz now. You queued, buzz now. Left on your own, buzz now. You went quickly, buzz now. In fact, it meant you went without saying goodbye.
Oh! It's like, that's what we... So we call that an Irish goodbye.
Yeah, right? Yeah, usually it's an Irish.
Yeah, in Sweden we call it a French goodbye.
No, some English people call it French goodbye as well.
Right.
But in an old term for syphilis in England used to be the French disease. But for the French, a term was the English disease.
Ah. So everyone thinks it's everyone else's fault. Then,
like, yeah. Probably because you don't say goodbye, you say sorry. Even when... this was easy.
Sorry. And it's the end of the round. What's the score, please,
Ned? Big ass bitches, ethnic brackets, which are worked out, an acronym for that is BABE.
That's not even better.
I've got a lot to do here.
I like the fact that you were trying to sweeten that up. I've worked out a nice acronym, it's BABE. You've got fuck all.
you got nothing, no. Same with Matafresco, though, so at least you're in good company. And Hive Mind have 40 points.
Oh, yeah. The next round is the teams round. A member of each team has come prepared with a question based on their cultural or family background, assuming they've got one. Audience, if one of you has a question for one of the teams, that would give all our lives meaning. Matafresco, do you have a question for Big Ass Bitches ethnic brackets?
Yes, we do.
Yes.
In February, my grandmother died.
Oh, this is specific?
No, it's everything. She was 96. She has a wonderful life, and she's still alive inside our app. So we can make fun of it.
Jesus.
Okay, but no, really. She was great. During the funeral, after the funeral, all the relatives of the dead person, they stand in a queue. So the question is, how many kisses I gave in 3 minutes?
This is incredibly specific. How many kisses did Francesco De Carlo give to his grieving relatives in 3 minutes?
What?
And he was on a stopwatch.
How many kisses do you have to give per person?
This is a very clever question, because in Italy we give 2 kisses every person.
Right, so we just got to think of a number and double it.
Yeah. You're so clever, guys.
Maths is not my strong point, but only because I'm a huge fan of bucking ethnic stereotypes.
I'm not. No, I failed maths.
It's got to be a reasonably big number. So, should we say...
200.
200? 234?
234? 234. The answer is 234, Francesco.
No, it isn't.
Moving along. How many was it?
100 kisses.
Oh. 100?
How do you know?
Because I counted. I was shocked because we were in a room in a cemetery and all these people, and I said, what do they want? This is very Italian, especially in the south. You kiss everybody. And so they start queuing, and then everybody's like, condolence. 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 After a while, I say, take a stopwatch. I want to know.
So you did. So you kissed 50 people in 3 minutes.
Yes. If we had to do that in Britain, we would cancel funerals. Yeah, we just wouldn't have them.
We would kill ourselves.
Big ass bitches, ethnic brackets. Do you have a question for the Hive Mind?
We do this in Sweden. Why do we not kill spiders in Sweden? Oh my God! Who was that? I'm not saying if that's the correct answer.
Is that your final answer, Hive Mind?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Because it'll rain. Yeah. Is that correct?
Yes.
That's amazing.
How did you know that?
Yeah.
It's the same in Canada.
What?
Oh, ooh. Fantastic.
And in Ireland.
Oh, really?
And in Ireland. Oh, apparently everywhere. Okay, Hive Mind, do you have a question for Matafresco?
So in Canada, what does it mean to whip a shitty?
Whip a shitty.
Whatever it is, I
just get a very.
Sounds awful.
What does it mean?
I just get a very grabby.
Like whip a shitty. It sounds like being a sucky baba, or what we would say in New Zealand, being like whip a shitty is like be a wuss or something, or like I don't know, have a tantrum.
Is it have a tantrum?
So the term is, if you're driving down the street, you miss a turn, your friend will say whip a shitty, as in take a U-turn.
Ah, do a U-turn.
Oh my God.
Oh.
Wait, why is a U-turn called a shitty? Is it because it's seen as like a slightly shitty thing to do?
It's illegal in some parts.
Of course,
it's
illegal.
Never fly in Sweden. Shitty. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's the end of the round.
What's the score, please, Ned?
Big ass bitches, ethnic brackets. Still no points there. And Matafresco, still with no points, but the Hive Mind with 50 points.
Round is our World War II sexting round. During World War II, sweethearts sending each other telegrams would use acronyms to disguise the true nature of their communications because letters were being censored. So, for example, Norwich stood for Knickers Off, Ready When I Come Home. It may also be of interest to note that Winston Churchill once sent Vera Lynn a dick pic, but it was in the form of an oil painting by Graham Sutherland and it took him 6 weeks to sit for it. The teams will have 30 seconds, pen, paper, and Mark Hodge distracting them on the keyboard to solve this acronym. Hive Mind, you can use the notes in your phone or the brain in your head. It's Berlin. B-E-R-L-I-N. Seconds. And time. All right, teams, do you have one?
It's not our strongest work.
Okay, go on, big ass bitches, ethnic brackets.
So here we go.
Us.
We've got butts easy, Randy lick in nights.
Oh. Sounds like English is your second texting language. Matafresco?
We have two, but Francesco, do you have, I think yours is great.
Baby, eat risotto. Like in Naples.
Now you want to know how they eat risotto in Naples while having sex.
Ah, yeah, I see. So if you're in Naples and you're eating risotto, you've got the lights on. I
yeah.
see.
Hell yeah.
Hive Mind. Do you have
be
an intro?
Be ever ready, lying nude.
Ooh. Be ever ready, lying in nude.
That was too quick, sir. You have sent that sex.
Anyone else?
Bring extra rubbers, longing in need.
Bring extra rubbers, longing in need.
Bring ever ready, late in the night.
Bring
being
ever ready,
ready,
late,
ever
in the
ready
night.
Late in the night.
Can I say that the first person actually had it? It's our be ever ready lying in the nude.
What the hell? I mean, that's extra surprising given that Tom made it up. We'll edit that bit out. But
what?
But that's a complete coincidence.
Tom made it up. I can't. What? You're going to tell me there's no tooth fairy in a minute?
No,
what do you mean?
Fair,
what do you mean Tom made it up?
We've run out of real ones.
Don't tell them that. We can never play this game again.
No, because we're going to edit this bit out.
But these people all know and they've all got Twitter. Oh, it's no good telling 100 people to tell no one in the age of Twitter.
No, it's fine. They won't.
Someone's already told everybody.
No, Deborah, we ran out after the first one. This is not true.
This is how fake news started, mate.
This is so fake news.
God damn it, Ned, you're worse than Trump.
This is so... Okay, I don't believe it. While Ned decides if there's any creativity points, the final round is the Smash the Patriarchy round. For our final round, we have just one question about a minority group who successfully rose up and managed to overcome their hardships and throw off the yoke of oppression, also known as the Stick It to the Man round. This round may only contain one question, but it is worth double points. So if you are the losing team, this may be your opportunity to stick it to the man. Of course, if you are in the lead, please understand you are now the man. Fingers on buzzers. What was unique about the anti-abortion law protests in Poland last year? Matafresco, big ass bitches, are you going to buzz in before the Hive Mind? Because I can see the Hive Mind willing to buzz in.
Is it something technical with the abortion clinics, like in terms of like how they were protesting around them or something? I don't know.
Was it that the protest was conducted by babies?
Hive Mind. Hive Mind.
The politicians
did apologise. Maybe I'll need to give you another clue. They did a strike. But what was unique about that strike?
Women refused to have sex with their partners.
That was in ancient Greece.
Yeah.
not. They went on strike. Strike. What was unique about that strike?
Like how it was organised.
How it was organised?
Via social media, which is
that's not very unique after the Arab Spring, though, is it? That's...
No, but in Poland.
In Poland, that was the first time they'd used the internet.
Yes.
Anyone got anything? Okay, it's they went to work, they just didn't do anything while they were there. Which is exactly my experience of working in an office anyway. So it's the end of the show!
What's the score, please, Ned?
Big ass bitches, brackets F, Nick. Finish on 0 points.
Ouchie.
Matafresco, sword up with 10 points.
What? Did they get the creativity acronym. Points for the acronym?
They got creativity points. Yeah,
it was
baby, eat risotto like in Naples. I don't know what that means.
But it's very creative.
You know what it means. Banging with the lights on.
And the Hive Mind win it with 50 points.
Goodbye to our losers and a congratulations to our winners who clearly did the Spanish thing. Please give it up for Nish Kumar, Eva Mock, Francesco De Carlo, Rose Matafeo, Ned Sedgwick in Penn's Corner, Mark Hodge on keyboard, you the Hive Mind. I've been Deborah Francis White. Thank you and good night. Have been listening to Global Pillage, hosted and created by Deborah Francis White. The questions were set by Ned Sedgwick. Music was by Mark Hodge. The recording engineer was Chris Sharp. The producers for the Spontaneity Shop was Tom Selinsky. Thanks to Zoe Metasali and everyone at King's Place. For more information about this and other episodes, visit globalpillage.net.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Thank you.